Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're now into hour number three. Wayne Madsen of Wayne Madsen Reports is coming up. He says he's got sources, and I respect him. He's a real journalist with a great track record, showing that XZ or XE Blackwater cells conducting false flag terror attacks inside Pakistan. So we'll get his take on this, and I'll ask him some tough questions coming up in T-minus 32 minutes from now when he joins us. So that is coming up. I want to get into some world news. I want to get into some more news on the economy in the next segment. I said I'd get more into eugenics news. We covered a lot of that with Monckton, but we'll do that before the guest joins us. But during the first hour, Matt Ryan, one of the producers, ran in here and he said, you got to see this, because I'd just been talking about how the government does these drills. This has been going on for at least 14 years that I know. I've been on air for about a year when I started getting articles sent to me, cutouts from, you know, newspapers, from listeners everywhere, where they do unannounced drills. And they do it in elementary, middle school, high school, college. They do it at businesses. There was a case, of course, at a chain of drugstores where they did a drill and did a fake robbery as part of the insurance company. And they didn't tell them it was a fake armed robbery. I mean, the person came in and said, give me the money, give me the drugs. And this is done to create the community perception that there are terrorists everywhere. When you read the psych warfare manuals that are even public, when they do drills and urban warfare drills and unannounced military drills and unannounced takeovers of schools, most of the time the news runs with it the first day locally like it's a real terror attack. But you'll always get tipped off that it wasn't real because it's never on national news. You'll hear, you know, terrorists have nuclear spill on South IH-35. Or somebody hits the DPS office in North Austin with bioweapon. People are sick. And I went out there, and this was like 5 hours into it happening up at the DPS, and I noticed it wasn't on national news because they've been given the word it wasn't real. It was a simulation. They only do it regionally. They'll announce homeschoolers have attacked a school. They'll announce, and they'll go in the school and tell the kids it's real, too. And then they'll use it for a few hours on TV, 5, 6, 7 hours sometimes, and then the next day the paper will say, oh, it was just a drill. But the local papers, this is a formula that I began to observe 13, 14 years ago that's now an admitted formula. You know, I can reverse engineer it by watching it, but then later we even get the documents, the federal grants, where the feds say, we're going to give you all this money for squad cars or whatever, but you've got to do drills this way. And it's meant to create the perception that terrorists are literally everywhere and that terrorists are coming to get you. And in almost all of these drills, I'd say less than 10%, they have a guy with a turban on or a Arab, you know, Bedouin type headdress, an Obi-Wan Kenobi outfit or whatever. We've been to some drills. We've covered some drills. They had one out at Mabry a few months ago, Camp Mabry. They were simulating fighting Arabs out there, but less than 10% of the time is it Arabs. That's just the public reason they have this police state. Over 90% of the time, gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians, conservatives. How many times have you seen the New York Times and others report, oh, the Explorer Scouts are trying to take on disgruntled vets. In this drill, they took out the terrorist who wouldn't turn his guns in. So when we come back, here's another one of these where they even had kids at the school who were shot up in a simulation who knew it was part of a drill, but they didn't tell the other children it was part of a drill to create massive psychological trauma. This is mind control going on a mass scale to create the perception that terrorism is real.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250-capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center's seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect. An ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth. That have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
What does Bill Gates say? Kill the old lady. We can hire 10 teachers with that money. You're obsolete. No, we're not obsolete. We know what you are doing. I'm going to get into the economy here in a moment, but they've been having drills for at least 14 years that I know of, coast to coast, where they unannounce, come into a school, they'll tell elementary students ages 5 to 10, march out on the front lawn, they'll blow up a car in front of them, set it on fire, they'll throw buckets of fake blood on kids that they have told what's happening, they'll have them run out crying in front of the children. This is to demonize the Second Amendment. This is to create incredible trauma. And in article after article, the children urinate on themselves In some cases, they make them stay in their class all day and make them go in the to the bathroom in trash cans in front of the students and don't give them lunch as part of the mind control trauma. This is out of WPSD Local 6 News out of Kentucky. And again, we see these articles every week. And it says that they got a small group of the students at the technical college. They do this at private businesses as well, to play the part of being shot and killed, fake blood splattering. And they go on to say, we want everybody's attention. This can happen at any given time, and we want to be prepared for it. And the SWAT practice taking over. What would you do if some students who are worried about shootings or whatever that are pretty much non-existent or would have a gun? Or what if another police officer was there and didn't know it was part of a drill? Oh, that happened in Dallas a few years ago. They shot Cop of the Year in the head. They had another drill a few years before that in Michigan where the cop shot himself. Oh, yeah. And so here is the newscast where they just come right out in the open with this brazen brainwashing and admit that they didn't tell the majority of the students or teachers, professors, what was going on. This is mind control. And they have other drills where they say it's real for a few hours, half a day, a day. This is mind control because there's no real terrorism that really isn't manufactured that we've seen in this country. So they manufacture the idea of it. They've got every police department in the country training to take on veterans that plan to bomb them. They're training youth brigades for this. This is authoritarian mass re-education. Let's go ahead and play this newscast and analyze it. Here it is.
While this was a mock drill today, law enforcement spared no detail in making sure everything seemed realistic today, even down to the wounds that we saw on students. They say anything to get them and first responders better prepared. A quiet fall morning at a local college campus. Then the silence shattered by gunshots. Unfazed, the gunman continued on a shooting spree.
I saw the shooter walking across the yard.
Student Jackson Irvin is an eyewitness.
The first two rounds were louder than the other ones, and it scared the holy crap out of me.
And that's exactly the reaction Paducah Police Captain Brandon Barnhill is looking for.
And we wanted to get everybody's attention. We want everybody to know this is something that could happen at any given time, and we have to be prepared for it.
That attention wasn't hard to get. An officer gunned down, and the SWAT team called out.
We put them in the absolute worst scenario they could possibly be in.
Recognize this guy? It's the shooter, Rob Estes, also the firearms instructor at Paducah Police. He spent 15 minutes evading the very team he trained.
Get your hands up!
And in the coming days, he'll offer his team a critique.
What they did right, what they did wrong, who I could shoot, who I did shoot.
And while Jackson Irvin was forced to watch his fellow students go by on stretchers, he gets the message, be ready, and law enforcement gets it too.
At the end, I had nowhere to go.
During today's mock drill, there was one fatality and five were wounded, but it wasn't just college students who were injured, it was law enforcement as well. That's because I'm told this was meant to be a learning experience for everyone. Tonight we're in Paducah, Lauren Adams, WPSD, Local 6.
Well, thank you, Lauren.
Now, when you research this case, they didn't announce to the other students. And you can pull up, in fact, pull up pharmacist sues over fake robbery. I want to show people that because when they do these newscasts, sometimes they even say it's real for a while, and then later they admit it's a drill. And then other times, well, a few years ago, I had a Minnesota teacher on where they went into the high school and told her they were going to kill her and the students, and then she basically had a mental breakdown from it because they didn't tell her it was a drill. But even on this newscast, they don't make that clear. But if you research it further, other students didn't know. You heard that guy go, boy, it scared me. Yeah, he wasn't told. There it is. Fake robbery prompts real lawsuit. A New Jersey pharmacy technician who says she was traumatized when a masked gunman burst into their store demanding OxyContin is suing her employer for arranging the mock holdup. And then it goes on. I mean, there are literally thousands of these that I've seen. And they're going on all the time that doesn't even come across our desk. And so they won't tell you as a parent that your 7-year-old is going to have their class taken over. They've even tricked some of the Boy Scout groups into being part of drills where they're at a camp out and a guy comes with a gun or a knife. I mean, this is going on everywhere to create this perception that there are terrorists just all over the place. And New York City and others are announcing they're going to increase. I saw this report yesterday. In fact, print it for me. I never got to it. Transit Authority to start anti-suicide public service announcements was the headline, I believe. Let's see if I'm accurate. But they've already had this in these cities, and it's increasing suicides. You have ads about don't jump in front of the train to kill yourself. Well, people then get that idea in their head. So it's this idea of what do you do when you get angry? You don't commit suicide. You go kill people at a school. So they're always hyping suicide, always hyping death, always hyping. All the studies show that in the last 20 years of death education, starting in 1990, even 2020 did a piece on this, that suicides go way up. You go teach a bunch of 12 and 13-year-olds how to commit suicide when they get depressed, that gives them the idea to do it. Just like it's, studies have shown, sex education causes more sex. You start showing 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds how to have sex, they're not supposed to be thinking about that when they're 8, 9 years old. But now the idea is put in their mind. And so they want to go out and now have sex. I mean, this is really a diabolical situation that we're talking about. Now, I want to shift gears briefly into the economy. Gold rises to record on increased demand for wealth protection. That's today. Greenspan, though, is calling for more taxes. We're going to talk more about this coming up in the next segment. But gold has hit its new all-time record price, and 30-plus years in the gold and silver brokerage business is Ted Anderson. We've got the Bloomberg articles that the majority of the future options on gold for December are trading at $1,500 an ounce. More and more, it's looking like that could really happen, Ted.
It sure is. As a matter of fact, that $1,300 an ounce is right around the corner now, and I'm sure we'll get that before October even is halfway through. And, you know, CNBC has got an article out there talking about inflation or deflation. The fear is driving gold. Why deflation driving gold? Because they're afraid that the institution that we rely upon, the whole government system, the value of the currency just collapsing in amongst itself just because of the deflationary pressure. And then you have the inflation and even hyperinflation because you have the government trying to stop deflation.
Well, Ted, it's simple. In the last 6 months, the Federal Reserve has begun monetizing debt. Just like Zimbabwe or Weimar Republic Germany did, they started just printing money.
They sure are. I mean, they're deliberately driving the value of the currency right through the floor. And their problem is right now there's not enough creditworthy borrowers to take on the Federal Reserve debt. You know, that's why the money's not reaching the system. That's why we don't have the velocity of the currency coming into the marketplace. I got to tell you, Alex, man, they've created so much new money, and we're just going to have problems. Even if they stop printing money right now, it would be problems. So
money's not getting out to the people; it's going to the central bank. So they create the crisis, offer their new solution. And gold is at an all-time record high. Where is it right now, Ted?
Well, today hit a high of 1,278.30, and currently right now 1,274.10. Silver hit a high of $20.82. It almost hit 21 bucks already today, Alex.
Well, here's the $64 million question. When I had you on 2 days ago, you were almost out of gold and silver at prices that you bought a month ago, and so the price savings you could pass on are unparalleled anywhere I've ever seen. Have you had to raise prices? Where are you at?
I tell you what, they've just edged up just a hair, but they're going to go up a lot more. I do have the franc. Last time I had them at 270, they're 275 right now. However, if you look around, you'll see that franc has gone well over $280 a coin. That Walking Liberty half, they're right now at 995, they're under 10 bucks. Alex, I've looked through eBay. If you go to the buy it now buttons where you actually see them closing, everything's like over $16 now on those things. I mean,
this half-ounce silver coin is selling for $16. You've got it for $9.95.
Yeah, right now it is just a fabulous buy.
I mean, that's not a hard deal to sell people. Folks, you are nuts if you don't take advantage of that gold franc and that silver half dollar. I mean, $16 it's selling out there. The some of the better deals are $12. Ted's got it $9.95, but how long will that deal last, Ted?
Well, I'm going to try to hold it through this weekend, but we'll see.
All right, 800. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, or MidasResources.com. Stay there, Ted. I want to come back and ask you a few other questions on the economy and where gold and silver's going from here.
Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship. If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back.
The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America.
Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive?
After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp?
And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Here's some of the news up at GCNLive.com. Protest group demands investigation into Homeland Security spying. In Pennsylvania, Homeland Security compiles lists with private groups of anyone saying they want taxes cut and say you're terrorist because if you cut taxes, if you force taxes to be cut, that'll hurt the government. So the government is openly saying it's against the people and its own mafia organization. That's up at GCNLive.com. Supreme Court Justice Breyer is in the news on ABC's Good Morning America yesterday saying, hey, We may ban burning Korans. You know, you don't have free speech. We've got tea parties being banned in Ohio, not allowed to demonstrate because the government says they're hateful, not allowed to have a demonstration on Constitution Day. All those articles are up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And the news and the police are reporting on this, doing this, like it's no big deal. Hey, you don't have freedom, okay? You're the enemy if you don't lick our boots. And that's because foreign corporate interests have taken over the country, and they're looting it. They're stripping it down. I read several mainstream articles yesterday about the government moving to take public and private pension funds. The Bloomberg reporting how they're openly in a deal with the government stealing the death benefits of veterans, 6 million veterans. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. I can't believe it. I mean, what's next? Where are they going from here? And looking at the economy, I wanted to ask Ted Anderson about this because, you know, he's been researching this forever. Foreclosures rise, repossession set record, CNBC. CNBC reports home price double dip has begun. There was never a recovery. It just goes on and on. Gold rises to record on increased demand for wealth protection. Ted, not only are those great gold and silver deals, great isn't even the word, phenomenal, sensational deals, but it's, plus, why would people just stay in paper and trust this system? I mean, it's such a no-brainer. I wish we were wrong. I wish the globalists hadn't taken over. I wish they weren't setting up a global Bancor currency, but it's now admitted. I wish they weren't doing things monetarily that are designed to wreck us, but they admit they are. I mean, we're right. We've been right. It's common sense. We're in a depression. It's only going to get worse. And their solution is give the private Federal Reserve more power to loot everybody even more. And we're here saying, folks, you need to get into gold and silver. And it's a win-win-win. You get a great deal, tiny bit of profit because Ted bought it when it was low, helps the network. But people need to protect themselves with gold and silver. Ted, your comments on the economy.
Yeah, I mean, you're really spelling it out very well. We're living on the last days of a fiat system, and the Federal Reserve getting more power is just trying to keep it alive. It's like a last-ditch effort for them to hold power. People are wanting to get away from this fiat money, this money that's being printed out of thin air. I mean, you and I both know, Alex, that one elite group should not be able to produce currency for nothing and then lend it to the people in order to collect, you know, and then collect interest on it and force us to pay taxes to do so. It's an upside-down system. It gives power to the elite, and it shouldn't happen this way. And obviously, they become so cocky that they think that now they can control populations. And I mean, it's just crazy what these people have come up with and what they have in store for us. Alex, it's just amazing that the United States people just don't pick up arms and just try to take over this country. Thank God we have an election, and hopefully we can continue to push more towards freedom and liberty. But, you know, that's one of the things. I mean, that document I keep talking about, that CBO document, has a chart, second page in, that just shows right in 1913 how drastic of a change there was economically here in the United States. Just looking at that percentage of debt as it compares to gross domestic product, 1913 is the year that things changed. We went right into World War One, right into the Depression.
And think of what they've gotten away with. These bankers have robbed tens of trillions. They're taking over our society. They've beefed up the federal government to try to suppress the states and the individual citizens. They've launched all these wars in our name that we pay for and that we die for in their own interest. They've been able to do all of this, and they just continue to get away with it. And now they want a world government where we pay them carbon taxes, and they've been trying to suppress gold and silver, but now it's breaking out. Yeah, folks, go ahead.
Why would anybody want to stay in the right mind in this paper system? I mean, if you have your money in annuities, you're invested in commercial real estate or the stock market. If you have your money in the bank, you're relying on the bank being able to collect interest on the debt and be able to pay off that debt. I mean, FDIC right now is short by about $15.5 billion in order to just cover the 863 or 823 banks that are on the list to fail right now. I mean, it's just this colossal...
Well, Ted, we're almost out of time, and people need to take advantage of silver, literally at spot or below, and gold, an incredible deal. These coins are selling for $16, the silver half dollar. You've got them for $9.95. 800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. or MidasResources.com. Ted, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
We'll be right back with Wayne Madsen. 800-686-2237 is the Midas number.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Gentlemen, we are back live, and investigative journalist Wayne Madsen is our guest. I want to go ahead and get into this article first before we go to him. This is from The Nation magazine, Blackwater's Black Ops. Over the past several years, entities closely linked to the private security firm Blackwater provided intelligence, training, and security services to U.S. and foreign governments, as well as several multinational corporations, including Monsanto, Chevron, the Walt Disney Corporation, Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, and the banking giants Deutsche Bank and Barclays, according to documents obtained by The Nation. Blackwater's work for corporations and government agencies are concentrated using two companies owned by Blackwater owner and founder Eric Prince, Total Intelligence Solutions and Terrorism Research Center. Prince is listed as the chairman of both companies in international company documents, which show how the web of companies functions as a highly coordinated operation. Officials from Total Intelligence, TRC, and Blackwater, which now calls itself XE Services, did not respond to numerous requests for a comment for this article. Now, we know that they've used Blackwater in manhunts in the U.S. We know Blackwater was then Blackwater Worldwide, moved overseas. And we know that MI6 commandos with Special Air Services were caught in 2006. This is London Guardian, BBC, with fake beards dressed up like Wahhabists running around shooting and trying to kill Iraqi police in Basra to get the Shiites and Sunnis killing each other. And you know the government staged the Gulf of Tonkin for Operation Ajax. They had the plan of Operation Northwoods. We know in Army manuals that WikiLeaks have put out that they admit are real. They train Army captains who are in counterterrorism how to stage terror attacks. False flag. I mean, this is on record. Now, I respect Wayne Madsen, who worked for the NSA and Naval Intelligence and has written for some of the biggest publications in the country. Worked for the National Naval Data Automation Command, National Security, RCA, and, of course, Electronic Privacy Information Center. He's written for, again, Washington Post, you name it. And so I take what he says really serious, and I've never seen anything he's covered not turn out to be true, but he says he's got a source, of course, as a journalist, can't tell you who's witnessed this stuff, and that they're threatening to prosecute him if he doesn't basically shut up. And here's the article at WayneMadsenReport.com. Blackwater XE cells conducting false flag terror attacks in Pakistan. And so I tell you, this is one of your most bold reports ever, Wayne. And we know 2 years ago they denied Blackwater or XE was in Pakistan. They denied U.S. troops were there. They now admit they are there. General Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence, has been on the show saying he believes private contractors, he didn't say Blackwater, but he said quite a few of these groups are there stirring things up. Because you got a multi-trillion-dollar defense budget every year, they're going to need a few billion in staged events. But I don't know if XE's involved in this. You say you do, so please break down what's going on here. This is big.
Well, what I found out was I've reported that Blackwater cells have been operating in Pakistan previous. What was surprising about this latest information was that Blackwater cells are behind some of the terrorist bombings in Pakistan, especially those that have been directed against Pakistan's Shia minority. And there have been a few of those, just one not long ago that killed several people in an annual Shia religious ceremony. So the idea that Blackwater is engaged in false flag terrorist attacks that are then blamed on the Taliban, I think, raises the ante in Pakistan. And as I reported previously to this report, the whole idea is to destabilize Pakistan to give the United States, India, and Israel an opportunity to go in and seize Pakistan's nuclear weapons.
Now, let's go through your report. You say you've got an eyewitness source on this, and you're saying it's meant to get Shiites and Sunnis killing each other. We know in confirmed previous cases with special air services of the British military that that's what they were doing. So this fits that overall MO, but this is very bold if XE, I mean, if your source is correct and XE is doing this.
Yes, and are they doing it? But the source who was in Pakistan and witnessed this is now receiving all kinds of threats from the CIA and the Federal Bureau of Investigation that if this information goes public, that the source's family could be put in some sort of jeopardy with the law enforcement community. So here we have American citizens being pressured not to talk, and I think this goes with the whole Obama administration program of trying to curtail leaks, censor the news, and in this case, direct threats on people is something that I know we had cases of it during the Bush administration, but it seems to be now institutionalized as a practice by the Obama administration.
Well, let's be as specific as you can. I mean, why protect the source, or why does the source not want their name out if the establishment knows who they are and is threatening them? I would think they'd want to go public. So can you tell us why you're not releasing their name or why they don't want that, A? And, B, are they Army? Did they work for XE? Were they another contractor group? I mean, give us the specifics.
Well, the source basically was an investigator. I wouldn't say a full-scale journalist, but definitely someone who was investigating what was going on in Pakistan, and the issue is that the threats have been made against the source and the source's family. So it has to do with immigration status because of the nature of the person's immigration status.
Is this somebody they were using as an interpreter or something?
Yeah. These are not people born in the United States. These are naturalized U.S. citizens.
And have you met face to face with this person?
I have.
Because I know every time I'm watching C-SPAN, they're having a national security hearing. I can see you there in the gallery, and I know you frequent the press club. Because if the system knows who they are, I guess they're not going public because they've been threatened. Hey, we're going to deport you if you talk about this. But I think they're in great danger, just like I told the D.C. madam this and many others that have been killed, if they don't go public.
Right. And that may happen eventually. But at the present time, of course, the FBI and the CIA are on their, in their threatening mode. And
of course, you met with the D.C. madam right before they killed her.
I did. And I begin to think that if I meet somebody, it's not a good thing for them. But definitely, this government, we say Obama and Bush, there's no change between the Bush administration and the Obama administration when it comes to this type of harassment of individuals who have witnessed things overseas.
So from your source, as much as you can tell us that a lot's in the report, but as much as you can tell us, is XC arming one group and then they're attacking others, or... specifically, what did they say that they witnessed XC do?
Basically, XC being responsible for terrorist attacks inside Pakistan that are then blamed in all the press releases and information coming out of the U.S. government being blamed on the Pakistani Taliban. And we've had some cases where the Pakistani Taliban has not claimed responsibility, but it's also... There's also a distinct possibility that people are claiming responsibility in the name of the Pakistani Taliban after these U.S. mercenaries conduct these terrorist operations to make it look like...
And the Pakistani Taliban's coming out and saying, we're not doing this.
Absolutely. In some cases, that's exactly right. They're trying, of course, to gain popularity within Pakistan. And now there's reports coming out that the Taliban... Pakistani Taliban was providing aid to all these millions and millions of flood victims when, in fact, the Pakistani government wasn't even responding to their needs. So they're not interested, I don't think, in killing people when the Pakistani government by default did a lot of killing by not providing immediate assistance to the flood victims.
Well, it's the old divide and conquer. Get these different religious and sectarian groups stirred up, killing each other. I go back to that army manual that WikiLeaks released 2 years ago, and the Pentagon admitted, yeah, that's a classified manual. And it says right there how to stage false flags to get the indigenous people on your side. You go out and kill some of them and then blame it on your enemy. Wayne, again, for those that don't know, has broken so many big stories, is the real deal. That's why I give this credibility, but I have no way of proving this. How did you vet this source? How do we know this is true?
Well, I met the source and the source's interlocutor personally, and after hearing the story, and it wasn't news to me because I had heard about Blackwater Z doing this in the past from additional sources who were inside Pakistan and also inside Afghanistan. This was just another source.
Are you worried about Prince coming after you?
Prince?
Yes.
Well, no, I think he's afraid of people in this country. He's hightailed it over to Abu Dhabi with his family. I guess he figures he's going to start making money over there under the protection of the United Arab Emirates. So the man claims he's a Navy SEAL and he's very patriotic, so patriotic he flees the United States for an Arab sheikdom.
Well, I'm not we know who these people are, though, and we know it's come out and been reported that, and of course, they denied this previously, that they were in Pakistan. They denied that they were part of CIA hit teams. But hasn't that now been coming out even in mainstream news?
Oh, absolutely. We've got the Senate Armed Services Committee now issuing part of a report showing how Blackwater Z used all these shell companies to get all these federal contracts.
Yeah, that's in the nation. I mean, they're involved with Monsanto. Does that mean domestically when Monsanto trespasses to test your plants? Who knows? It may be former CIA spooks.
I mean, I think this is a problem nationwide. We have another report today out of Pennsylvania that Governor Rendell's Homeland Security chief hired an Israeli company to spy on peaceful protesters who were protesting everything. You know, they were protesting for gay rights. They were protesting against.
In fact, let me stop you. Will you call Kurt Nemo in here? Because he reported on this yesterday, and the governor's had to apologize. But I didn't know it was an Israeli company. I know they're training most of our Homeland Security. That's even worse. A foreign, I mean, you know, the ADL's basically the same thing. I said this was looked like a local ADL group. They paid $125,000 to create these reports. But, yeah, tea parties, gay rights activists, everybody being listed as terrorists. And you're saying, Wayne, it's an Israeli company.
It's absolutely an Israeli company. It out of a post office box in Philadelphia and another post office box in Jerusalem. But I would note that the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and Huffington Post, other media outlets have ignored the Israeli connection.
Oh, no, it's the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that within, and they have this beat writer who basically is a shill for the ADL Southern Poverty Law Center. Within 2 hours of Poplawski killing those cops, they came out and said he did it for Alex Jones. I forced retractions. But that shows that within 2 hours of these cops being dead, they tried to frame me for causing it when it turned out he was a white supremacist who hated me. I mean, that is really scary.
Well, and the name of this outfit is called Institute of Terrorism Research and Response. And as I say, it has a headquarters listed in Jerusalem and an office with a post office box. Is listed as their address.
Well, I've got Kurt Nemo. I've got Kurt in here right now, and we're just learning of this. See, that ties into the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and that writer that mainly writes ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center pieces, that tried to basically frame me for those, for causing those cops. Madsen's naming how it's an Israeli company and saying the media is covering it up.
You're talking about Poplawski, right?
Well, I'm talking about how going back, I bet it's the... Never mind, Kurt, just go. I don't know why I called you in here. The point is, I just want to get on this Israeli thing. Immediately. All right, thanks a lot. In fact, maybe you should call Madsen right when the show ends and just get it directly from him because he's doing the research on it. Madsen, when you leave us, can Kurt Nemo call you for 10 minutes and get...
Oh, absolutely. And you can go on. It's now being reported in certain media outlets that it's the Israeli connection to this company that Rendell hired. Now, the other thing is Rendell's saying he didn't know anything about it. Rendell is one of the most corrupt governors Pennsylvania has ever had. So the idea that he said he wasn't aware of this is sort of ridiculous at face value.
Well, I mean, Homeland Security is riddled with private contractors like XE. It's riddled. I mean, I've got all the news headlines where the Israeli Mossad is, quote, training state police. The ADL is their admitted front. That came out in criminal prosecutions in the 90s in San Francisco. And so the Israelis are not just lobbying in our country. They are actively, if this is the case, and I know it's been confirmed in the past, demonizing the Tea Party.
Right. And the other thing I think is interesting is people were protesting against this natural gas drilling in Pennsylvania. One of the companies involved with that is now has Tom Ridge, former Homeland Security Secretary, as an advisor to it, as a lobbyist for it. So here you have people being spied on by an Israeli company, and you've also not only have Rendell involved, but potentially you've got Tom Ridge involved, who, a former governor of Pennsylvania.
Your phone is cutting out a lot there, Wayne. Repeat what you were saying about the gas explosion.
Well, we not only had people who were protesting the BP oil spill, but also people protesting the natural gas drilling in Pennsylvania. They were being spied on, and one of the companies involved in that natural gas drilling in Pennsylvania is getting lobbying support from former Governor Tom Ridge of Pennsylvania, who we all know is also a former Secretary for Homeland Security.
And he admits in his book last year that they put out fake terror alerts, which under the Patriot Act is an act of terrorism. They admit they put out fake terror alerts for political gain to scare us.
Right, and I think what we're seeing here is the creation of this Homeland Security conundrum is allowing companies like Blackwater and this Israeli company and Jerusalem and Philadelphia to just take advantage of all this money that was made available. And the only people who are suffering, of course, are the American taxpayers who are not only being ripped off by, you know, with the taxes they pay for this nonsense, but also in the price they pay for their
privacy. Well, this is a total private contractor and foreign government takeover of every facet of our lives with huge private intelligence groups brainwashing our police. And now it's come out that they made a secret deal 10 years ago to steal the death benefits of 6 million veterans, and it's reported like it's no big deal. I mean, this government is just the most criminal group I could ever imagine.
Well, absolutely, and I think that we also have to look at the whole this Blackwater operation. There were hearings after hearings on Blackwater that involved all these CIA folks, Buzzy Krongard and his brother there at the State Department, Cookie Krongard. None of these people ever went to prison, and it was proven that there was not only nepotism, but there was also sorts of financial fraud going on in letting these contracts.
And now the XC contracts are getting bigger. Let's come back and recap this and get into a few other key areas. Wayne Madsen's our guest.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake? The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for three-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we did a search term yesterday, and it did become number one. We weren't able to get a screenshot of it, but I saw news outlets pointing out that the term Gates death panels did become the number one search term. And I do this because hundreds of blogs and newspapers then when it becomes the number one search term for a few hours, they link through, they read our stories, we reach new people. And I hadn't done one of these in a week and a half until yesterday, and we did it. I don't know if we'll be successful now, today, with a new search term. Here at the very end of this hour, it's up to you. Please make this new one the number one search term, and then we're going back to Wayne Madsen. Please get the article, Eco-Fascists Call for Tyranny to Enforce Draconian Agenda. And it gets into the death panels. It gets into how they're saying they want to arrest people that don't believe in carbon taxes. It's really a detailed report about euthanasia. This is such an important article by Paul Joseph Watson that I contributed to. And so we're going to search the term eco-fascist, just E-C-O, fascist. And if you put that in right now into Google News, it's our story's the top story. So this is really important. Please put it in your Google search right now, eco-fascist, and that will take you to eco-fascist call for tyranny to enforce draconian agenda. I'll cover this article in full tomorrow, 11 a.m. when we kick the live program off Central Time. But today's search term, I've never done it, just right at the end, briefly. Let's see if we can do it. Enter it this hour, enter it next hour, enter it this evening, and send this story out to everyone you know, and just enter it in Google over and over again. Eco-fascist, two words, E-C-O, eco and fascist is the search term today. Please help us get this out to everyone. It's a powerful, detailed article so people can really understand that this is all about eugenics. Wayne Madsen, Kurt's in there on, and he's going to call at the end of the show, because we're going to use you as a source, but I have noticed some other news is reporting this is an Israeli company. But that's like the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center are Israeli connected, especially the ADL, there to demonize political speech in the U.S. It's not enough that Israel lobbies the U.S. Isn't this really espionage? If this is confirmed, to have Israeli companies in here demonizing the Tea Party?
I'll tell you, there's another aspect of this. It's being reported by the Philadelphia City paper that this company that was spying on people in Pennsylvania was also offering trips to U.S. college students to go over to Israel to see how they conduct their security operations. Two universities mentioned by name are Philadelphia University and Arizona State University. Now, that, as far as I'm concerned, with the shady aspects of this company, looks like Mossad recruiting in plain sight, and not one move by the United States government to curtail it on our college campuses.
Well, again, I've never been an enemy or somebody that hates Israel, but I don't like British, Israeli, Chinese, you name it, here infiltrating. Could you imagine if the Chinese were getting paid by Homeland Security and state governments to demonize mainline political, anti-war, Tea Party, you name it, and then the report says they're dangerous terrorists? I mean, can you imagine if the Chinese were doing that, Wayne? How big the hue and cry would be?
Oh, it would go over Fox News, of course, and we don't see a peep out of them on these things. I spoke at a 9/11 seminar over the weekend in New York, and prior to that, the American Jewish Committee put out a press release stating that by these people were no different than Terry Jones, the Koran burner. And the three mentioned by name were Cynthia McKinney, George Galloway, the MP, and myself. And up there, I said, look, I mean, if there were Italians arrested on 9/11, I would say, Italy might have had a connection. It was five Israelis arrested on 9/11.
Well, it's amazing, Wayne. We're going to continue to dig into this. We're going to call you to pick your brain about this so Kirk can get a story out this evening. You can enter it as one word or two words, eco-fascist with an S. Eco-fascist. Let's make it number one and reach hundreds of thousands of people today. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Thank you, Wayne Madsen.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.